Where's that song from?
We used to have a stick dance around here, you know. When somebody died, they put stick through and then we dance around it.
And that was a stick dance song?
A stick dance song.
When was the last time you had a stick dance?
We had stick dance over in Holgochev. Last time, long time ago. And it was really good.
Yeah, no,
we used to put
one.
Lots of stuff.
I sang a little short.
Yeah.
No, hold it.
Oh. Well, I say a goodbye, yes, ne do ho na, yeah, le a ho.
What's that from?
That's a love song. Her grandmother's love song.
His grandmother's love song?
Uh-huh.
Who was...
It's for a Russian man she used. She made that one. That means she just started to reach for his hand and tell him to come. That's in his own language.
Where was your grandmother from?
Oh, she's used to live in here before my time.
Holgochev. That's where they come from.
What was your grandmother's name?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you anything.
Apricot. I don't even, it's before my time, even.
Can you tell me about that last stick dance in Holokachuk?
We used to have a stick dance in there, in Holokachuk. It was really wonderful. They sing all night long. And they used to dress people up for their dead people, you know.
You know, the way they do. They put the feathers all around. The women, they dress with the fur clothes. And they cut up feathers into a potter, you know. And the men go out there and sing around and dance. And the women stand behind.
And blow the feathers?
Blow the feathers. That bring in that is genuine, bring the luck into, you know, the
we believe
those kind of things. Like,
how come you don't do stick dance anymore?
They don't want it no more.
When was that last time you remember there being a stick dance?
It is over in Holgochuk.
The preacher, they don't want that kind.
They don't like it.
Was it, what, 10, 20 years ago?
No, it's about maybe 20 years ago. Or
do you still have it there on the new ladder?
Captain.
So if they hear me sing that, they know what stick dance is.
In the stick dances that you had, did you also give special dishes to the people who were to be dressed?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes.
No, they don't have no dish.
Yeah, they give the dish. You know, talk about the decor. Then I can tell you after.
Oh, no. After that. This is the last part of it.
Yeah, that's the last part of that stick
last
dance.
Last part of it.
First beginning, we get the dish. And then they dress us up. Then begin around here.
After you were dressed?
Yeah, after we were dressed. They give us a dish with all kinds of dish pan full, all kinds of stuff in it, you know. And then they pass things around in the kajim to everybody, lots of things, you know, like fish and good dry fish. And all kinds of good things, you like canned stuff and things like that. And when they get through with that, then they dress us up the last time.
Lick
we start to go up, then we after that, they used that stick dance.
Okay, when you say that you got dressed up, do you mean that the people who were being honored for the dead got dressed up?
Uh-huh. That's right. That's true.
And that's the way.
And then you danced around the pole.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who...
After that.
Who brought in the pole? How was the pole stuff?
They bring it through the pijim into... And they drop it down with a lot of feathers. They said it brings the good luck.
What kinds of feathers?
Any kind of feathers. They're just red and white, you know. They color it. And they put it... They just poke it into the stick. I guess they make a hole in the bar.
If they dance that kind, you could dance too.
Did they ever tie wolverine or wolf skins to the pole?
No.
They bring wolverine in though. Wolverine or wolf skin. You can bring blankets and big roll of cloth, anything. You cannot go to that stick without anything. You have to bring something to enter in it. At our place, I don't know how it's up there.
What I meant about the skins was that in Nulato and Caltag area, there's a wolverine skin tied to the top of the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen in Holokachuk?
No, they never do that.
Okay, and then people brought in things mm-hmm. when they wanted to dance around the pole? And then what happened to those things?
After that, after it's finished, then they pass it around. Everybody gets their share. They just pass it. They cut up that wolverine skin into a strip, and they pass it to all the women.
Who brought in the wolverine skin?
Anybody. Whoever got wolverine skin, you know.
Not everybody. Anything they got.
Anything they got. Some people, they couldn't afford the wolverine skin, you know. Then they don't bring nothing like that. Only people that can't afford it. Because the wolverine skin costs high.
Were other villagers invited as well, or is it just Holokachuk people?
They invited Charlock and Anvik when it's going to be like that, you know, when they're going to dress up for their dead. They used to. Even Anvik, they used to do that when I was little.
And what does this do for the dead?
Huh?
What does this do for the dead people?
You mean, well, they dress them up, you know.
Yeah. I don't know how you could pronounce that. Spirit.
Oh, that's for the spirit, they say.
Dead people's spirit.
Gets it.
I guess that's the
way. They get the clothes?
No, they get the clothes. That's what they figure.
After you get dressed, is there anything special you're supposed to do?
No, we're not supposed to do anything. We're supposed to go out on the bank. Things like blankets and the rugs we get. I don't know for what. I know I had...
Shake men, when you go to the bank and shake and the dead people that they pass for, they get the value of these things. That's the nearest I can pronounce it. You understand now?
And what is the pole for?
Oh, just to have a good time.
Just a good time, good luck.
They call it good luck and same time.
It's for the dead.
Bring everybody into joy. That's what it is.
And how long did you dance around the pole?
All
12
night.
Hours.
12 hours. And just when daylight, they could.
And then what happens?
I don't know. They take it out again. I don't know how they take it out. Maybe they pull it up through. I don't know. Which way they... Because I went to bed that time. I never even know which way they done it. And I got so tired, I just went home.
What happens to the pole when it's brought out?
Oh, they throw it away.
They throw it
over the bank.
Throw it over the bank. They never used it. Well, would they just bank, I guess?
Were there ever any ribbons or anything attached to the pole?
That's feathers. Feathers and things. And
two medicine men,
they drop it.
Look.
What do you mean they drop it?
They drop it to the ground.
The pole?
You know, they just drop it down, you know, making big medicine. And a long time ago when I was little, you know. That's why the priests, they don't like it. They say it's no good. Indian medicine's no good, they tell us.
That's why they claim to worship idol things. Like other countries they have. It's There's lots of other countries that have.
But we never worship. It's not worship. It's just a prolactic thing. But the priests, they think it's worship, you know. It's not.
Did you ever have, before that night that the stick was brought in, did you ever have dancing the other nights?
No.
And singing?
No.
Were there ever songs made for the dead people?
Yeah, they sing. They sing for their dead. There's a one woman used to make songs for the dead, you know. If my mother died, this old lady make a song for me, for my mother. She used to be a really smart old lady. Good songs she makes them on her own head.
And, well, that's enough, I think.
And then these songs were sung the nights before the stick was put up?
Yeah, they sing that one, you know, and then they start to cry to on the end of it.
How many days did this singing go on before the pole was put up?
There used to be, at that time when they used to dress up, they used to dress all in fur clothes. We used to have fur parkies, very beautiful parkies, you know, made in mittens with fur beads and boots with just fancy and everything.
Who would get dressed?
They dressed me for Indian medicine man's wife. They dressed me up. That's how I know it.
How come you were dressed?
That old man dressed me up for his wife.
Why did he select you?
I don't know, because I'm relative to that old lady. And when she died, she asked, I was a young girl that time. I was 19 years old. She doesn't want nobody to wash her. She want only me to wash her. And she want her things to go to me, you know, her sewing basket and things like that. She tell her husband to give it to only me, because she choose me to dress her up after she's dead.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Do you remember what year this was?
No, it's long time ago. It's before. It's right after I got
married. What's her name, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Not like that song.
And do you remember what year that was? Remember what year that was?
Oh, that's kind of horrible.
Maybe around 40 years.
What the day she died?
1930s?
Maybe she died. Maybe 40 years ago. Maybe. It's way before that big flu in Anvik.
She dressed you, that man. You was just married at that time, didn't you?
I just got married.
He was about 18 years old.
I had a very beautiful mittens, what Priscilla Stickman made for him. And he dressed me up with that and for his wife. It's old man Stickman's daughter.
Nobody dressed me up yet.
That's Elsie. That's Pauline's mom made that mittens. That's what I was dressed up.
Pauline Carlo's mom.
Yeah, made that mittens for that medicine man. And they dressed me up.
Do you remember the name of the medicine man?
That's the they call. That's an Indian.
And where was he from?
He's an Ambik. His wife was a Nalayatra. It's an Indian.
Okay, what was the stick dance in Anvik, or was it in Holkachuk?
Anvik, this time. There was one in Holkachuk. It's not too long ago. That last time I saw.
And how often would there be a stick dance?
They never have no more.
How often? In old days, how often would they
only
have it?
When they're going to dress up somebody.
Would that be every couple years or what?
Mm-hmm. You know, when they have somebody died and they want to dress up for somebody, that's the time they have. They used to have. But not anymore. They don't want that.
That's the kind of Christmas decor play. That is stick dance. Christmas time, you know.
They used to have.
Merry Christmas, somebody potlatch for their wife and their shoes for the stick dance.
In December, always in December.
December, it's kind of Christmas for the native. And that's why they're so happy.
Do you know why they choose around Christmas time? They said the dead people's spirit comes back around Christmas time, the Indians. And that's why they want to have it at the time.